Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Sam, your initial feelings after that one, obviously, you know, it was a big build-up. You've got a youngish group out there with a bit of experience as well, but what's the general sentiment in the rooms and yourself as a coach?
Yeah, disappointment, which is amazing for Port Arlington to lose to Torquay and have disappointment in the room. So I think it says a lot about where we're going as a footy club. Like, we lost to them in round three, and it was probably a bit of acceptance that we were just going to roll up and that was going to happen, but today, the lead-up, like, there was genuine belief that we could beat Torquay, which they haven't had in a long time, and it didn't happen today. And Torquay, they're amazing, and they play a really great brand of footy. But yeah, I'm disappointed. All the boys are really disappointed. I think that speaks volumes to how far we've come as a group.
And in terms of disappointment, if you think about elements of the game where perhaps, you know, they got away from you, skill execution at various points and intensity, what are the elements for you, if you were to sort of list them, to say, you know, that was the difference today?
Yeah, the way they move the footy just by hands, our tackling pressure was down today, and we just let them take on the first tackle, and then they were able to get 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 chains of handballs, and then by the time they had a look inside 50, it was a really easy kick, and then we'd work really hard to get the footy up our end, and we'd probably have a good look, and then 1v1s ahead of the footy. Even at times we had 2-3 and we would just pick out the defender. So for us it is, yeah, we're building our style of footy and we're trying to play a brand, but we've got to execute, and we've executed about 85% of the time the last 4 weeks, and today it was probably down about 60, and you just get punished when you turn it over as much as we did today.
You're probably going to hate that I'll bring this up, but you're 44 down at half time. You've only been beaten by 52. Port Arlington of old, that would have been 100 plus point loss. Now, you don't want honourable 52 point losses to Torquay. You want to be beating Torquay, but it's a different Port now, isn't it? And that's the thing you've probably got to walk away from, that we just didn't get blown out of the water. We stuck to it, and we were still sticking to it till Hayden Eddie kicks a goal on the final siren.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, it was 94 points in round three. So if we look at our group and where we've come from just this year, we can really take some good learnings from it. And looking at them as the benchmark and seeing, well, that's where we've got to get our group to. They're such a well-oiled machine. Their leadership out on the field's fantastic. Like, Dom's got them flying. They've played together for so long, so yeah, we went in half time. One thing we've got now in our group is heaps of belief that we can do anything, which is really hard to instill in a group, and the boys have done it themselves through their own leadership. So yeah, losing by 52 points is not great, and it hurts, but yeah, you're right, Kingy, there's a lot we can take away from it as a group.
It's time. Yeah. It is time for you guys, another pre-season together. If you can keep, as you said, like, you know, you're going to probably re-sign 95% of this group and maybe add what you need to, talking to your president Adam Kiss, it's going to be, you're not looking for 6 A graders, you're just looking for top ups to take that next step next year. And Torquay have had that time, haven't they?
Yeah, no, they have, and they're the blueprint for a really great footy club. So yeah, we have, that's a real positive at the moment. We've signed up pretty much everyone already, and when I got the job last year, I sort of got the list and no one was really signed up, which was fair enough because they didn't have a coach. So it's chalk and cheese the end of this year to last year. So I know that I've got a really solid base of players, and then we can do a little bit like Jamo, where he sort of got to pick and choose to top up the areas that he needed this year, which is fantastic. And he's really filled some holes that they might have had. So we can do that as well and launch from there.
It's lovely to see you, Sam. We've missed you. We haven't seen you this season. It's the first time. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I love the Ballerine. It's unreal. I'm having heaps of fun. I'm enjoying coaching and, enjoying playing as well. So I've missed the K-Rock truck as well.
Did you think you were going to play midfield when you came in? Was that part of the plan? Because we'd seen you at the end, obviously, in your GFNL career, where they were a bit dodgy, the legs. Like, we were a bit worried about you, and we thought, oh, you'll just play forward and then you'll move. But it sort of hasn't worked out like that.
No, it hasn't. I actually had OP for the last couple of years of my footy at Leopold, so I couldn't really move too much. Yep. And I was happy just to play a role. And then start of the year, I was mainly forward, and then had a couple of injuries here and there. And then as I've got fitter, I've just seen the need to go in there. And if I'm giving the ball to Taylor and Brock, we seem to be going all right, but couldn't do that today, unfortunately.
The So you got Reece Howell as the director of coaching. In terms of people that you're leaning on from a coaching perspective, obviously Reece has a big part to play in that, but you still talk to Buddha, do you talk to some other people? But, you know, where are you getting your support from too?
Yeah, well, Reece and I are really close, so he's number one.
He's a good man, mate. He's a very good man.
And he knows a lot about footy, and he's been very successful in his own right as a coach and a player. And so for him, having, as a player, coach, having head of coaching, someone that I can just trust, and we'll just have a bit of a chat. And so I don't need to deliver the quarter time or the three quarter time chats, because we're just across it. And so that's fantastic. I just talk when I need to, and there's no egos between us either, which is fantastic. We just want what's best for the group. So I talk to Reece a lot. And then, talk to Steve Clark, Buddha. All of those old coaches. Paul Lynch has been good to me as well. Yep. You just stay in contact with everyone.
That's good.
And then Sammy Hughes, him and I are great mates, so we'll message each other or have a phone call if we need to have a bit of event or things about how we're going.
That's good.
And so, he's probably been the number one, Sammy. We're really close, and we just talk through the game and just have no bias or opinion. We just say what we think. So, that's been helpful.
Thanks to Sam Air Mattress Factory. Two convenient locations, St George's Road and Elena Marshalltown Road, Grovedale. Speaking with, I was going to say Leopold coach, old habits die hard, Port Arlington coach Sam Scott on Carrick Footy. He's Matty Dowling.
Sam, what have you learnt as a coach? What's been your biggest couple of things that have stood out to you since you took on the job?
Yeah, it's a great question. I've learned a lot. Like, our game style has changed a lot. And I did know coming into it that you can't have a set game style for a particular team. You've got to grow and evolve it as you learn the players. But I probably learned, like, I've really needed to tune into the players earlier in the season, because the evolution of our group, the way we move the footy now from what we did 1-6 is much different. And we sort of had to stick fat with our brand, which was really good. And it was tough. Like, we've lost some games we probably were touted to win, but we weren't good enough on the day and had to make eye contact with all of the members and things like that after losing those, which was pretty difficult. But we had to stick fat to it, because we were trying to cut some really bad habits that Port Arlington has probably had over the last few years. So that was difficult. And so my learnings have been, stick to your guns on things that you really care about, but then you have to evolve as a coach, and that's been great as well.
Well, it's led in perfectly to my next question, which was, you can see the style of brand that you're trying to play out there, and I think as you continue to evolve, you obviously train, and that cuts the margins in terms of error, but changing angles and hitting the short kicks and then ideally trying to find a handball, receive and go inside 50 with some speed. How do you continue to evolve that style of game as this season progresses and then into next seasons beyond?
Yeah, they just need to have success with it. The more success you have doing it, the more belief you have in it. And so, like, we've won the last 5 weeks have been really great for us, because the boys have been able to see that what we're doing actually, it makes such a difference. And Port Arlington last year, we'd get the ball to about 70-80 out and then sort of just launch it long, so teams would play spares off us all the time and just launch, and then we weren't set up very well defensively on the way out. And so and that was the same rounds 1-6 for us. We were really poorly set up defensively. So we've worked on changing angles, hitting up, just having calmness with the footy. That's been a big one, and also just backing yourself and making some mistakes. Like, it's footy, you're going to make mistakes, and so we just talk about just stick to your guns with it. And I think the more belief they have over the next three games we've got left, and maybe if the results go away a couple more, the more into it they'll be next year, and we'll be able to hit the ground running with a really solid game plan going into next year too.
And I think one of the things that's hard when you do that, you're prioritising defence, that sometimes you sacrifice offence, and I thought at times today maybe you fell down just forward of the footy in terms of getting sucked in and not holding six, but you did address it throughout the game, and I thought Mitch Turnbull was someone that gave you a really nice target to be able to go forward to with a bit of confidence.
Yeah, Mitch is a star and a great leader for our group as well. towards middle part of the season, we brought in the press and we had to play Mitch down back for us, and because he's such a great leader and he's played it before, and we sort of did that at the expense of our forward line for a few weeks, and we lost the Ocean Grove game because we didn't have a forward that day. But for the overall look of our season, to be able to get it sorted nice and early, it meant that we beat the teams we've beaten over the last 4 weeks. And then today we threw in behind the footy. We just were able to calm it down a little bit because they were coming so hard in that first quarter. They kicked 8 goals against us in round one in the first quarter as well, so we were trying to avoid that as best we could. So we threw him down there, and then once we slung him back forward, when he's got space, he's probably the fastest bloke at the club, which not a lot of people pick, and when he's got space, he makes really calm and good decisions. So yeah,
I won't give you any coaching advice other than Hayden Eddy has to play the rest of the year. Oh, you've got to persevere with him.
How good is he?
He's
going to be a star.
He's an absolute star. He's just grown so much as a person and a player this year as well. I couldn't get him to do an extra to save himself at the start of the year. And over the last few weeks, he's been going on runs on Tuesday nights.
He needs to eat a bit more too, though.
Yeah, I don't think so. That'll weigh him down. I think a lot of people look at him and underestimate him.
That's true.
He's really he's been great for us and helps Mitchie down there. And he can kick goals from anywhere when he gets the chance. He's a really hard matchup, and he's 19 years old as well, and he's signed on for next year too, which is super exciting for us.
13 goals from 11 games for Hayden Eddy's a good return. That's
absolutely,
that's putting himself, like, I don't know who else there may potentially be, but the rising star arrangement for the competition would be a great result. I'm probably missing obvious people, but he would be one we'd be talking about.
Definitely. He's just continued to grow and grow in himself, and I think once we get a couple of seasons under his belt, he's going to be a genuine star of the competition.
Good to chat. Appreciate you taking the time to join us. Go and see the faithful.
Down.
I think the faithful will, as much as you're very disappointed, I think the faithful know that there's light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a steam train roaring towards you the other way.
Yeah, that's right. There is some light, and we've actually got a silent auction on in there if you guys want to come in and put some bids in for the club and help us sort out some recruits for next year.
Fletcher Hughes. You going to have a chat to him?
No, we'll see how we go.
Pointer.
Don't give anything away.
I've put the feelers out absolutely everywhere. One point is a gold, as you could see today with Torquay. They're absolute gold. So to get Fletcher Hughes back at Port Arlington would be unbelievable. And I was really kind of him last year when I was at Leopold, and I made the decision to come. So I made sure I didn't put an elbow or a shoulder in him. I gave him a pat on the way past. But he's playing terrific footy at St Mary's, so it'd be hard to pry him away from it.
Luke Rain is going to be filthy for me for raising his name publicly. Box, commiserations today. Really appreciate you joining us. Good luck for whatever unfolds. You've got the bye next week, and then three big games of footy, including your old mate Bingham Carmichael.
That's right. We get another go at it, which is awesome.
Against Drysdale. That should be a cracking clash. Well, that's a virtual elimination final for you both. They're still alive.
Yeah, definitely. And it would probably, like, with where we're going to finish on the ladder, they've got a really great run home as well. So for us, we don't want to finish below them either. So
it's a good year if you can beat Drysdale twice in a year, and they haven't done it for a heck of a long time.
Yeah, we'll keep ticking off these records, Kingy. I love it.
Good luck. Thanks,
Scott. Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Sammy Scott joining us on K-Rock Footy.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.